Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Welcome to it. It's Point of View. My name is Pimelo Modine. Thank you so much for being with us. As you know, it's a Wednesday, so looking forward to having Ntabi Singh in studio. Ntabi Singh Dubazana is our resident legal expert, so she'll be here just after 9 o'clock. And what is usually best is for you to send in any legal questions right about now, actually. Send them through voice notes. Send them through a text on 063-688-0959. You can call us and maybe we'll call you back. But maybe, you know, start preparing your questions so that we can perhaps give them to her early, and then she can have a look so that she can assist you with some advice. You can also use a voice note WhatsApp number 063-688-0959. So that's going to happen just after 9 o'clock. So do stay tuned for that. We want to start here where we have the Minister of Water and Sanitation today visiting the Vaal area. Really, scenes coming out of that looking very, very scary, I would have to say. We were scheduled to speak to the minister, but she unfortunately had to attend to another meeting. So the water and sanitation spokesperson, Wisani Mavasa, is on the line with us this evening. Really, thank you so much for making time at such short notice. Good evening and welcome.
Thank you for having me. I apologize for being on behalf of the minister.
Oh, right. Not a problem at all.
Even to the listeners of KFM.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Just maybe I'm going to ask if you can move around a little bit. We are struggling to hear you, Wisani.
Okay. Can you hear me best now?
It's getting there. Let's try and see. Let's maybe talk about the minister's visit today. Really, as I was saying, you know, the visuals coming out of that are quite scary. And she was impressing on us that it is time for municipalities to be preparing themselves for the kinds of, you know, maybe disasters looming and situations like this where we are having rainfall that is even more rainfall forecasted for the coming days. And we need to ask people to cooperate with municipalities.
Indeed, Pinello, the minister today visited the Vaal Dam specifically, which is a water resource that is responsible for providing water to Gauteng as a whole, as well as part of Mpumalanga, Northwestern Free State, as well as partly, I would say, the water gets reduced to the Eastern Cape. So the basis of her business there is that, as you are aware, that the department is responsible for ensuring that we manage water resources and ensure that when there are disasters, flooding, we manage the water that gets into the dam through our flood management plans and ensure that we have controlled releases through these dams, particularly the Vaal Dam as well as the Bloemhof, because they are not the same as these many other dams that we have that are under our custodianship as a department, which has spillway. This one specifically uses what we call gates, which controls when it has to release the dam, the water when the levels high above the full capacity of the dam. So these two dams now at the moment, the Vaal Dam is sitting at about 114%. Actually, there's even an increase overnight from 112 tonight. And we have the Bloemhof, which was way above because of the releases. It was at 116 or more last night, but this morning managed to reduce it to around 111 by morning. And it has actually gradually been decreasing since this morning, and we had to reduce the releases that we're doing the downstream Bloemhof. But the main aim also to check whether the infrastructure itself, which is the dam, still, its integrity is still intact with current capacity. What the challenges could be that are being, as we implement our dam and our flood management protocols, but also what steps have we been implementing as a department to ensure that there is protection, or there is communication that will ensure protection of downstream this particular river system, which is the Vaal River, because there are a lot of communities located along the Vaal River, albeit in the floodline. Therefore, it is necessary that we communicate to relevant structures of government or organs of state to ensure that they work with us in order to protect, you know, livelihoods and maybe removable property that is located there, particularly for farms. For farmers, livestock, but also to ensure that there's no loss of life or injury in this period. But mainly to ensure that the dam at the end of the season manage that it remains full, because it is the main responsibility of the dam and its existence.
Where is the difficulty with municipalities being able to communicate to residents? We get in the sense that over the past couple of days, the message just has not been landing. In your assessment, you know, what seems to be the problem?
From what we are getting, obviously contracting, you know, responses from the municipalities. If you've been following the news, you would have seen that in the north, specifically, the district mayor was the one even leading this process of making sure that everyone is evacuated downstream, the boom of them. In Free State, the provincial head of the department has been communicating with disaster management, including the Mwathe municipality, to ensure that the people along the river banks are also evacuated. But there are those that believe that the current water levels are actually not in such a danger that would have to evacuate. But there are those that have already heeded the call and evacuated. However, you understand that evacuating and leaving a house, which is furnished and everything, which is unfortunately located in the flood line, not going to be easy. So some were very reluctant in doing so. But it is necessary to heed this call so as to ensure that as this water are moving, because they move at high speed. You can imagine that here from Barham, we are releasing 793,000 liters of water per second. And in Grimhof, we're releasing 3 million liters of water per second at the time last night. So this water is moving at a very high speed, overtopping riverbanks, up the flood lines. So all those that are located in those areas, the disaster management, local, provincial, as well as at national level, is that coordination together with the municipalities. We spoke to the Northern Cape provincial head of the department, and she indicated that the municipalities are actually even considering, because there are communities that are located in areas that they call islands, and they get landlocked when now the Vaal as well as the Orange start flowing, because there's two rivers now coming and meeting and continuing slowing down. And they are considering even relocating those communities along those areas, because these occurrences are now becoming common or regular as compared to the previous time.
I've been watching. You know what I mean, as a layperson, that does sometimes concern me, seeing that people are actually flocking to the dam. Others taking advantage of the flow and making it a bit of a touristy kind of an experience. Others are fishing. I mean, I don't know what messages are given to those who are sort of taking the moment to enjoy this moment. What's the communication to those who are taking this as a tourist moment?
We can't take that away, because you can imagine that the Vaal Dam is a multi-resource infrastructure. Its main purpose is to store water, but also there is a lot of tourism activities happening around the dam. There is a lot of economic activities. There are restaurants created. Some of them are actually submerged underwater because they are constructed or built within the flood line. There are lodges and people who normally would ordinarily go there to go and watch releases as they happen. Yes, indeed, when we're opening the 15th gate on Sunday, the whole bridge where you can see the flows from the gates, it was full to capacity, and everyone was coming there to come take pictures. They waited for the gate to be opened at 10 o'clock, and that we can't take away. It is a moment that people really come from afar to come and watch. However, there are those, unfortunately, that are in the end, because as they're located in those areas, that as we do the levels, they get affected downstream. Also, even those ones that are upstream, because as the upper catchment is bringing in water, the dam actually going up and up. When it fills up to 100%, it go up to 126%. That's right now sitting at 114 of its full capacity. So the upstream capacity that it has is extra, but as they temporarily to accommodate the water and go to 126. Those that are on the flood line still, they get their properties or their infrastructure submerging underwater, and they've been begging that we must give more water. But you can imagine it's more dangerous also for those downstream.
I mean, I obviously there's more rain that's expected in the next coming days. Will there be a point where you will stop people from approaching the banks of the river for whatever tourism activities? And you know, do you think the municipality is prepared for that eventuality when you will go beyond that 126, I think you said, percent, which will be quite dangerous, I suspect?
The aim is not to even allow them to get to that point, because a temporary absorption capacity, that is to manage the water when it comes at a rate that is much higher than what we expect that we are supposed to be releasing, because you need to have a balance in between the two. So what is happening is, as we communicate, sometimes the timelines in between are very short for people to can do anything. However, those that we have already evacuated, we are continuously questioning, not even return to those areas that have evacuated. As the water comes in, those that have not yet, they need to start moving up to higher areas. Those that would fish ordinarily should even avoid doing so, because the current of water is very high. It's moving at a very fast speed. Even swimming or any other activity that people wish to do in the, even rafting in the river, it's very, very dangerous. As is right now, there are even bridges that ordinarily the river would pass through under, that it gets submerged underwater, because as you understand, it's not only the water from the valve there. There are tributaries that are feeding water. It's this small river that are feeding into the Velpen River as it's going down. Here from the valve dam to barrage dam, that is a smaller dam managed by water, there are three tributaries that would have even last the previous floods would have caused that area to get more flooded than the capacity of water that we're releasing in 2023 from the valve. So downstream, so after that, in the northwest, there's also the Moy River. It's also feeding into the valve dam. So those that are located down the your open area, as the Moy River is also receiving water through its catchment, the water flowing into the river, and the river gets the overtop and actually moving towards those properties or any infrastructure that's located within the flood line. That's why we encourage no one at this moment in time until the rainy season passes to return at any given point to those areas where they would have evacuated.
And I was asking earlier, you know, do you feel that the municipalities are prepared?
Yes, there are those that municipalities that are obviously the ones that we've been communicating with. Remember, the impact differs municipality to municipality. There are those that have not yet felt this level, because remember the flood lines differ. There are those that are higher, there are those that are lower. Mm. Those that are higher lying areas, water hasn't reached them yet, so they would have been prepared, but no one has been evacuated yet. Maybe they wait for a certain particular time, because based on their gauging in their area, that this is at the rate at which we need to get everyone out of here, that they are responding, as I've indicated in notice, the executive mayor of the district of Dr. KK indicated that they are prioritizing those that are located along the river more than any other. They do understand that it's currently localized flooding, even because of rainfall, but those that are located in those areas are being given a priority in line with the disaster management plans that have been put in place. So we are receiving even water user associations that are responsible for farms along this, because there are farming communities, but there are also farmers conducting business. They are also removing all their infrastructure, movable infrastructure, their livestock and everything else along the way. So we have seen that, and unfortunately there will be one in two people who literally would refuse property and because they will still believe that they can't leave their homes. And unfortunately life is more important than any assets.
Sure. I really appreciate you giving us your time this evening. Water and Sanitation spokesperson Wisani Mavasa, and this is on the back of the Water and Sanitation Minister Pemi Majordina having visited the Vaal Dam to assess the water resource infrastructure amid heavy rainfalls, and we are told that more rainfall is expected in the coming days.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.